And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 20th of April 2025. There are warnings of gales in Fisher, Biscay, Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. Low East Fitzroy, 1001, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northeast, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally poor later. North Atsira, South Atsira, 40s. Northeasterly, 4 to 6 in southeastern South Atsira, but elsewhere variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Showers in South Atsira. Good, occasionally poor later. Cromarty, 4th. Northeast becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. Northeasterly veering southeasterly later, except in East Dogger, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in Dogger. Fisher. Northeasterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in northeast. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor at first. German Bite. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber. East or northeast 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. East, northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Dover and White, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Plymouth. Northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, moderate or good. Biscay. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in east, rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Northwesterly, mainly 4 or 5, but 6 to gale 8 at first in north, showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Northwesterly, backing southerly or southwesterly for a time, mainly 4 to 6, but 7 a gale 8 at first in South Fitzroy. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, becoming west or southwest later. Showers, moderate or good. Irish Sea. East or southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southeast 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. North becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. East or southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 at times. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Bailey and Southeast Iceland, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Fair Isle. Rain or showers, wintry in Southeast Iceland. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. East by south, 3, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,012, now falling. Stornoway. East, 4, slight rain, 9 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Lerwick. Northeast by north, 4, 16 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Wick Automatic. Northeast, 2, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Aberdeen, north-northwest, 2, 24 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Lucas, east-northeast, 2, 35 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Boomer, northeast by north, 2, 24 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast by north, 3, 1,012, now falling. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast 6, 5 miles, 1,007. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. Northeast by North, 4, 1,005, now falling. Jersey. Northeast 4, 7 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast 4, 5 miles, 1,005. Scilly Automatic. Northeast 1, 11 miles, 1,007, rising more slowly. Milford Haven. East Northeast 2, 12 miles, 1,007, rising slowly. Aberporth. East 2, 16 miles, 1,008, rising more slowly. Valley. East Northeast 3, 16 miles, 1,009, now falling. Liverpool Crosby. East 3, 11 miles, 1,011, rising more slowly. Valentia. North Northwest 3, 22 miles, 1,009, now falling. Ronaldsway. East Northeast 5, 15 miles, 1,010, rising more slowly. Malin Head. East Southeast 3, slight showers, 24 miles, 1,010, steady. Macrahanish Automatic. East Northeast 4, 13 miles, 1,011, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. There'll be a fresh, locally strong northeasterly airflow across southeastern England at first on Sunday, and also a fresh, locally strong east to southeasterly flow across the northwestern parts of the United Kingdom, where there will also be some outbreaks of rain. Elsewhere, the wind will ease off to become mostly only light or moderate in strength. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, veering southeast 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers at first in northwest. Good, occasionally moderate at first in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East or northeast 2 to 4, veering east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeast 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 3 or 4, veering east 2 to 4, then veering southeast later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in north and 6 at first in south. Fair, then showers, mainly in south. Good, occasionally moderate in south. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, veering easterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in east, becoming variable 3 or less, then westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Rain at times later. Good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Ormehead, including St. George's Channel. East 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, showers, then fair, good. Great Ormehead to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or southeast 3 to 5 later, showers, then fair, good. Isle of Man. East 4 or 5, veering southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times later, mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering south or southeast 2 to 4 later, occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in North Channel, becoming variable 2 to 4 elsewhere. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in southwest, becoming variable 3 at times elsewhere. Rain at times, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, backing easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4 in north, rain at times, moderate or good. And Shetland Isles. Northeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then south 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for the news at 1 a.m. with Fiona MacDonald. In the meantime, on behalf of my colleague Andrew Peach in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful Easter. Good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to the Inquiry from the BBC World Service. Global alliances have shifted as President Trump and President Putin develop an uneasy friendship.
Trump has been a godsend to Russia because his worldview is to a large extent in harmony with Putin's.
Putin has no problem with public opinion on his side at home.
He typically gets a boost in approval after he starts yet another war.
And his influence has been growing around the world.
The Kremlin has been heavily leaning on partnerships with what used to be considered rogue regimes.
And Mr. Putin may be able to use new alliances to his advantage.
He is essentially a highly able, flexible tactician. He's in many ways an opportunist.
On the Inquiry this week, we are asking, what does President Putin want now? Join me, Victoria Uwohunda, after the news.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine is prepared to join Russia in observing an Easter ceasefire, but insists that Moscow's forces are still attacking. This comes a day after Donald Trump threatened to abandon US efforts to broker a peace deal unless he saw progress soon. In a message issued a few hours after the ceasefire was due to begin, Mr. Zelensky said Vladimir Putin could not be trusted. Here's James Waterhouse.
Russia has announced short last-minute ceasefires in the past, notably at the start of 2023 during the Christmas holidays. We reported from a frontline city of Bakhmut back then, and there was no lull in fighting, and Bakhmut would eventually be captured by invading Russian forces. So this has happened before. I don't think you're suddenly going to see both sides downing weapons and planning for the long-term future as much as the White House would like that to happen. But this is the first lull in fighting, broadly, we've seen pretty much since 2014, but it's incredibly early days.
Thousands of protesters have taken part in rallies across the United States to denounce the Trump administration's policies on a range of issues. Demonstrators at hundreds of events complained that democracy and the rule of law were under threat. Some chanted their backing for migrants who'd been deported. Others denounced threats to remove funding from universities. This protester said Mr. Trump was not fit for office.
I'm here to call for the removal of Trump and this fascist regime. He's defying the courts, he's kidnapping students, and this is fascism. It's not just a greedy billionaire. This is about consolidating a police state. He's threatening immigrant communities, millions of immigrants who do the hard work. He's threatening them with jail or torture prison in El Salvador. This is unacceptable and illegitimate. I don't care if he was elected or not. What he's doing is illegitimate.
The United States and Iran have spoken positively about a second round of